Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. Feels like a while since we've been here, doesn't it? Feels like a while since we've had a Sunday night live stream 8:30.
Yeah, but we didn't do one last week, did we?
Winter breaks, FA Cup,
yeah.
But the Premier League is back, Sam.
And we was watching back. AFCON, weren't we, last week?
AFCON was on and everything else. But first things first, before we get into anything, congratulations, Chelsea fans.
Champions of the world.
Best club in the world, apparently, now. Best club in the world. So congratulations, Chelsea fans. They won the Club World Cup today.
Yesterday.
Of course, they did win it yesterday. So congratulations. If you're a Chelsea fan, get in the comments. Want to know how you feel about that. But also, keen to know your thoughts on Mason Mount. Did you see this news? Yeah, man. Somebody fell on his ankle. Potential ligament damage for Mason Mount. What a key player that could be that Chelsea lose going into the running. Not ideal. But Chelsea fans, maybe that's just a blot.
Blip in the road.
Maybe that's just a blip in the road, because becoming world champions is a pretty damn good achievement, right? Pretty damn good achievement. They've done well. The boys have done well. So there we go, guys. As usual on this episode of FPL Family, we'll be discussing a lot of the weekend's action, a lot of the key top FPL talking points, and of course, Sam, we'll be looking ahead to game week 26. The big double is here. It's here.
Dun, dun.
We've had the little double, we've had a few little doubles, we've had a few little blanks, we've had the Manchester United and the Brighton double, which, by the way, is still ongoing. That game is due to play.
Just forget it.
Well, some comments on Manchester United a bit later on.
I have no comments to make on Manchester United. That can be broadcast.
I suspect we will have some comments a bit later on Manchester United.
They are not broadcastable.
Well, if your comments on Manchester United aren't broadcastable, I'd love to hear your comments on the Spurs defence.
I literally have no, I do have comments on that.
But also broadcastable or not?
I might be able to broadcast them.
Maybe broadcastable. Maybe broadcastable. And we'll have some comments, obviously, on some of the other top FPL talking points. And we will look at, obviously, our teams, how we got on this game week.
Yeah.
How what sort of shape our teams are in for next game week as well.
Didn't stream last weekend.
Yeah.
When I had a good week.
Yeah. Did go on the FPL show, though, and you were happy to talk about your team on the FPL show.
Yeah.
Particularly going on literally an hour after Jota got a brace.
Yeah,
that was good, wasn't it?
That was delightful.
That was good.
Yeah, but then pretty much half of the hard work I did last week.
Bit undone this week, isn't it?
Undone by.
I don't think there's a lot of big scores knocking about. And I'd love to know your scores, guys. Get in the live chat, get in the comments. Let us know how you got on this week. Because I don't think it's a big week. I don't think there's any big scores knocking about. I really don't. If you're in the 40s or the 50s, that feels pretty good this week. Captain blanks for Ronaldo, captain blanks for Bruno. That's where most of the captaincies went, right? And if you've got Bowen, your game week's kind of saved, right?
I mean, he was my only outfielder that returned.
Yeah, yeah. My game week was absolutely saved by him and maybe a little bit of Phil Foden. But we'll talk about them a bit later on. And of course, we'll be talking about this guy here on my, what is that, my left or my right? That is on my left. So it's Rafinha. So left out. Left out by Marco Bielsa.
Well, took off.
Dragged off. Yeah, left out of the second half because not injured in any way, apparently, just tactical after playing his second pretty anonymous game over the last couple of weeks.
I have owned him for a few weeks. I really regret it.
Well, I'll be honest, you massively jinxed him. Because before you got him, he was well good.
No, he wasn't.
He was well good before you got him.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No. He is good in comparison to the rubbish he has playing around him.
I don't know. I massively think they miss Calvin Phillips. I mean, that's a bit of an obvious statement to make, but good Lord, without him, they look massively open, don't they?
And
they
I'm not impressed by Rafinha.
Shipped a load of goals this game week. And so have Norwich shipped a load of goals this game week. So the reason I mentioned those two teams is because, as per the thumbnail, I think a lot of you guys, and I know we are as well, looking for the Liverpool triple up going into next game week. Because, of course, and we'll talk about fixtures going forward into 26 a bit later on, but Norwich and Liverpool at home.
Yep.
Norwich and Leeds at home for Liverpool. Two amazing home games against teams that are shipping goals and a team that are pretty much in form. I mean, we'll talk about the game, the Burnley game, a bit later on today because apparently it was windy and you know what Klopp's like with the wind, right?
So, well, to be fair,
what?
It has been very windy.
It has been
UK.
Very windy. Yes, it has. No
it
doubt
was
about
very
it.
Windy. At the football this
morning. You know what Liverpool like? We don't like wind. We like to keep the ball on the floor.
I know, darling. But it was very windy to the point where at the under-8s this morning, the chairs, the fan chat, the you know little pop-up chairs that we all take with us, that the girlies sit on while they watch their brothers, blow away.
7-1 to Coney Coles this morning.
No, don't lie.
What was it?
It was 9-1.
9-1 to Coney Coles. There you go. I was reffing, so I wasn't even counting. 9-1 to London Coney Coles Reds under 8s. Get in.
I was counting.
Let's go, boys. Let's go.
So the point of that matter was, and Salah, yet again blanking against Burnley. Why doesn't he like playing against Burnley?
Yeah. Is that putting you off? Oh, we'll talk about this later. Is that putting you off?
What?
Of
Burnley?
Getting him in and captain him next week?
Or no, is he's still rubbish against Burnley, but he's good against everyone else.
I'm absolutely still going to get him in next week, no doubt about it. And
he's
going
to Garvin Price again tonight.
Hey, don't worry about prices. What is he bothered about prices this season? Who's still playing the price game? Are you still playing that game?
Well, no, but I am just sort of... I was all in a plan. And then the vague horse wagon seems to have...
It got a bit derailed, didn't it?
It got a bit derailed by some sort of injury. What's that about?
Sean Dyche's comments, by the way, after the game, definitive on vague horse.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
We'll wait and see. That's actually what he said. So they're going to have a look at that and see what happens.
And, of course, Champions League football this week, right?
There is some Champions League. We've got Inter. Liverpool got Inter in the week. And there is other games going on for sure. So you've got to keep your eye on that and see what happens, I would suggest.
No injuries, please.
Yeah, injury to Kieran Trippier as well. I think he might have done a metatarsal by the looks of things.
The thing is with Kieran Trippier is he was already a little bit injured going into that game. Notice that they gave him the captain's armband today as well.
I did notice that, yeah. And by the way, when he was on the pitch, they were phenomenal.
That's because Kieran Trippier is a great player.
What?
I've spoken about him a lot. I've spoken about him. Have I brought him in? Absolutely not.
Of course you haven't. No, of course you haven't. And you're not going to now, right? Because he's probably got an injury.
No.
So there we go. Let's say hello to a few people, Sam. We've got Cy Badette is in. How are we doing, Cy? So Cy is currently our manager of the month, top of manager of the month for the month of February in the manager of the month competition. So anybody that's our page that follows us over on Patreon, if you're a Patreon supporter, you'll know this already. And if you're not, we'd love for you to go and consider supporting us over there. patreon.com/FPL family. The links are in the description below. If you think you can beat Cy and everybody else in our Patreon to this month's competition, get over to Patreon and have a look. There's all sorts of things you get for your monthly supporting fee. You get the manager month, you get extra podcasts, you get the opportunity to speak to you and I and talk about
I've
the team and all
this
that sort
week.
Of stuff. Done a load. It's been really lovely.
I had a couple of nice chats with Martin and with Sam, probably both of them.
Shout out to Liam Healy as well. Spoken to Liam.
Yeah, it's been. Oh, yeah, I gate crashed that, didn't I?
You did gate crash it. Yes, you're absolutely right. You're
just come in and I said hello to Liam.
So, Sy is in. Liron Bard is in, who is also doing very well in the manager. I think Liron might actually be second or third.
They're not going to start a fight in the chat, are they?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Liron might actually be the current champion. I think he was January's champion,
yeah.
Liron. So, yeah, we've got some very, very good FPL managers in that manager month. And me and you. Right, FPL shorts.
I'm having a worse week than you. Does this happen?
Not by much. I don't think either of us is having a great week, but we'll talk about that a bit later on. Sonny Forsberg is in. How are we doing, Sonny? We've got Bernardo Santos. Nice to see you, mate. We've got Liam is in. Hey, Liam.
I thought you were
nice
going to say Bernardo
again.
Silva was in for a minute.
Bernardo Silva not in, Sam. Not in. And not in many FPL teams either.
I need to have a word with Bernardo Silva about if he's going to start scoring some goals, because if he's not, I'm afraid, Bernardo, you're about to become Salah.
It's time to go. It's probably time
to go. I've got to
have
a fidget. Hang on a minute, guys.
Torben Nielsen is in. Very nice to see you. Key question, Lee. Will Salah play against Norwich or get rested? He's absolutely going to play. Don't worry about that.
Get rested? Let's
hope
not.
No, they're resting. There's Smith's 1986. Azzy is here. How are we doing, Azzy? Gavin Doyle is here, as always. Gavin, nice to see you. Cancelo, Laporte and Johnson for a combined 0 points in Gavin's defence.
What was it about the benching this week?
The rotation bit hard this week, no doubt about it.
It hasn't for a while, has it?
Yeah.
Like, there's been, like, a number of weeks where we've all got away with things and the people wanted to play have been playing. All of a sudden this week, it's almost like the Premier League managers got together and went, hey, guys, should we just mess around with the FPL managers for a bit?
Let's
bench Cancelo. If you could bench KDB as well, that'd be just great. Yeah. And then Conte was like, I know what I'll do. I'll bench Reguilón. Will that help?
Oh, yeah, because the Sessegnon went well, didn't it?
And then Klopp has gone, I'll help you out. I'll bench Jota.
Yeah, no problem on Jota.
Shut up, everyone.
He had a dead leg in training yesterday, Jota. And I think up until that point, Klopp was going to play him. I think I've seen the comments online. Klopp was going to play him.
Very nearly spilt my tea there.
Nearly spilt your tea. Klopp was going to play him. Got a dead leg in training. So he thought, all right, I'll swap them over. Mane can start. Jota come off the bench. And Jota was fine, right? He was fine. Actually missed a pretty good chance. Shock for Diogo Jota. Joe Thurgood is in. 51 points this week.
Nice one, Joe.
Very nice score, I think, this week, mate. Scott Schrager is in, the OG. Nice to see you, Scott. Bernardo has left the building for Scott. He's left the building.
He'd believe in my building, but I've got
to wait. Left the building.
That sounded really inappropriate.
That did
sound... He'll be leaving the building once the Champions League fixture for Liverpool is sorted. I just don't want to bring in Salah and then get... Can you imagine?
Okay, yeah. And Dave P is in. Hi, Sam and Lee. What a crazy game week it has been.
Bonkers.
A bit of a
bonkers game
week.
It's not even over yet.
And
we've still got to get through one more.
Even over. And if you
when
think
is that? Tuesday?
Tuesday or Wednesday, I think. Yeah, and if you think this game week was crazy, wait till next game week. And I think we've got the opportunity, or there's a chance that we're going to have a lot more craziness to come with a lot more games still to go.
What's annoying about this is that they've put this double game week at the end of half term. So I've got no time to sit and like really think about life because I've got two little
You're going to be busy.
Two little rascals to take to swimming lessons every day and various other bits and pieces. Right. And they'll just be me kind of going, ah.
All right, well, we'll talk about the double game week a bit later on. For now, let's look back at what's just happened and see if that can shape our thoughts for game week 26, because game week 26 is going to be a big one. There's no doubt about it. I don't want to go through these games one by one, Sam, as I always say, and then usually do go through one by one. But I'm not going to go through one by one, but I am going to pick out the key talking points. If you had a ticket to the Pep Roulette this week and it said Raheem Sterling on it, you won. You were the winner this week in Pep Roulette. And there are a lot of people, Sam, that sold Sterling this week for Bruno Fernandes, which might pay off, right? We don't know how the Brighton game is going to go at Old Trafford in the week. Brighton are a tough nut to crack, so I would be surprised if Bruno can match Raheem Sterling.
I can't see him.
What are we saying about Man City then as an entity? Because no double game week. In actual fact, they've got a reasonably on paper tough looking game.
No, they
at
haven't.
Home to Spurs. Well, a couple of weeks ago we would have said that, but maybe we don't now. Maybe we don't. I don't know, because we've got to talk about Spurs defensively in a bit.
We don't.
But does so is that shaping your thinking then? Man City, I foresee a lot of people selling their Fodens and maybe the Kevin De Bruyne's and the Sterlings and the Bernardos to get to Salah.
Uh-huh.
Is that a foolish thing to do?
Well,
because
maybe.
It's a single game, but it is against the defence and it's in a bit of turmoil.
I mean, we should never... We say it every time, and yet we still do it, is that we should never rule out the single game week is on a great game week. Because, you know, this week they had Norwich. We knew that they would bang. It was always going to be a case of, well, who is it that does the banging at Man City this week? Is it going to be KDB? Is it going to be Foden? Is it going to be Sterling, as it happened to be? But there was always going to be somebody in that game that did really well, and if you owned them, it was going to be great. But you play the roulette, don't you? Because they're with two games against a relatively nice opposition
sure.
for Manchester United,
sure.
it looks good. Now, going into game week 26, the conversation is slightly different because, obviously, as you said, Man City have Spurs, which on paper is a difficult fixture. It's not the nicest single game week, let's put it that way. But then you've got eight teams doubling. And in those eight teams, you've got big players like Salah. You've got other expensive assets, potentially. Maybe like Lacazette, who you might want to take a punt on this week. Really
what happened
nice
to Cancelo? Just talk us through that. Is that just a rest? Should
yeah,
we be worried about that?
He's got to have one every now and then, hasn't he?
He's pretty much started every game,
yeah,
isn't he? So he's got to rest him at some
point. Typical
stage,
Pep. Yeah. Got to give him a rest at some point. So, yeah. So, look, the bottom line is that I can see why people did it. I can see why people will do it again next week. But we do just have to be wary of it. Because whilst Manchester City don't have any doubles... And I've got the hiccups. Whilst Manchester City don't have any doubles to come up, they do have the ability to beat anybody. And score incredibly well. Now,
yeah.
The other thing to keep an eye on, of course, is what happens in the Champions League, because we do tend to see with Pep a Champions League squad and a Premier League squad, and we see the same sort of 11s playing in those competitions. So that's something to be mindful of.
Okay.
Once we know who's going to play in the Champions League, that might change our thinking around what we do with our Premier League players.
Okay. Well, for sure they are the team on fire, and they look the ones to beat, no doubt about it. Interestingly, second for shots in the game week, Raheem Sterling. And second overall in the game week for chances created, Bernardo Silva in there with four, second only to Iwobi, actually, who was fantastic for Everton. That's one of Iwobi's best games I've seen for a very, very long time. So Bernardo Silva still being pretty creative, but really not bringing home the bacon in the way that perhaps his owners might want him to. But my view is, and I will be sticking with Foden for that game week. I just think that Spurs game isn't as difficult as it looked two or three game weeks ago. And because of that, I do want to jump now to the Spurs game. Let's go to Spurs 0, Wolves 2. If there is a team in the Premier League that you do not want to give a 2-0 head start to, it's the defensively astute Wolves, isn't it? It's difficult enough scoring one past these guys. Mm. Never mind needing to score three to win the game. So what happened in the first half an hour? Because Jimenez and Dendonka scored fairly early on and Wolves kind of shut up shop, didn't they?
I think this was more to do with what happened on Wednesday evening. And I think Conte reacted to what happened on Wednesday evening with his team selection today. Left Højbjerg out. And for me, there's a lot of chat about the Reguilón thing. It's the Højbjerg thing that's caused the most grief here.
Yeah.
Reguilón does not give Spurs defensive security. He never has given Spurs defensive security. So him being dropped, not making a difference to the clean sheet, is definitely making a difference to the attack and the way that we play attacking football. Definitely.
So why did Sessegnon get hauled then after 28
minutes? Because he was... Beep!
Because he was not tracking back and not just doing awful. His defensive duty playing or just awful. Not playing well?
You do have to track back. Reguilón does track back. He doesn't always do it successfully, but he does go. He will go box to box and he will work on the defending as well as attacking.
Okay.
Sessegnon just didn't do that today. Højbjerg missing. I thought actually Bentancur had a fantastic game. I thought he was one of the only players that I did think played really well from what I've seen. But Højbjerg missing. We didn't have Højbjerg. We didn't have Skip because Skip's still injured. So we were playing Winks and Bentancur. Now Winks is not...
Is that midfield three that cost you the game, I think?
Winks isn't going to defend. So why isn't it not Bentancur and Højbjerg? That's what I would have done. Plus, and nobody's talking about it apart from me, and I feel like I bang on about him every 5 minutes, but Eric Dier is a huge miss.
He is. No, he absolutely is, yeah.
We cannot defend without him. Now, he is due to be back for the Man City game. So for Manchester City, we should have the pairing in the middle that we would want in terms of it should be Romero and Dier for probably one of the first times so far this season through their injury problems.
They just look so unorganised. And I haven't watched the game yet, right? Because it wasn't on TV here in the UK, so we've got to watch... A bit on Match of the Day potentially tonight. I will be. Maybe you won't be.
No, I'm going to bed. But
certainly, you know, Eric Dier, is he the world's best defender? No, probably not. But does he lead? Does he talk?
Yes,
does he
absolutely.
Tell the others where to go?
Yeah.
I think he absolutely does. And then if you take Højbjerg out as well, who's that kind of shield in front of the back four, and you take Skip out, who has been fundamental for you over the course of this season, actually, in terms of solidity. I just think the heart of your team was ripped out today.
Yeah, and I think he did it in part as a reaction to what happened on Wednesday evening. I was at Spurs on Wednesday evening. We were awful. Like, we were awful. We had some good movement going forward, and when we got going, things were good. When Bentancur came on, I could see why he got the start today, because when he came on, he was good.
He did okay.
He was very creative, and he was putting in the right balls, and he fitted in well to the system. But what I think happened today is that we just had too many changes. I keep saying, Doherty, he should never be wearing a Spurs shirt. I have not seen
him
a good game. And yet he keeps giving in these odd games here and there.
But the alternative is Emerson Royal, Sam. You've got so many problems
at
fullback.
But I just... Even when Emerson Royal played that badly the other night, and I came home and I said to you, it was the worst game of football I have seen somebody play in a Spurs shirt.
Yeah. It's still better than Doherty.
Right. And when we're in that place, you've taken away both of the wing backs and you've replaced them with Sessegnon, who's had about 30 minutes game time in about 5 years for us, and and Doherty, you just destroy the defence. Plus, in front of them, then you've got Bentancur. Now, what I will say is that when Kulu came on, he played well.
Kulusevski.
Because he can play in the wing-back position and he did do a good job. So there was space there. But what then happens is that basically you look at the underlying stats. We did attack. We had plenty of attacking potential. But they created not a single big chance in the whole game. And you can create as many opportunities as you like. But against Wolves... They have to be really good chances because they're a really good defence.
A lot of people in the live chat saying that Hugo Lloris didn't have his best game today either.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
He had a terrible game.
Okay.
And again, why is that? I mean, it's very unlike Hugo to have a bad game. But again, he's got a terrible defence in front of him. So normally, if Hugo makes a mistake, and he's prone to one or two every now and then, he's got a really solid defensive partner in Dier or whoever it is that will support him. Today, none of that.
Okay, Joe Thurgood, thank you for the comment, Joe. He's saying, Sam, we need to play a 3-5-2. He's obviously a Spurs fan, Joe. We've got to play a 3-5-2. It's got to be Højbjerg, Skip and Bentancur in midfield. That's the midfield three to go for.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
And I can't, 100%. And I cannot, for the life of me, on Wednesday night, I swore quite a lot, stood in the south stand, because when he took off Højbjerg for Bentancur, I was like, what the fudge are you doing? That's not right. Take off Winks because you're going to give yourself then somebody that can attack a bit more, and you're going to give yourself that Viking who's always positive.
Okay.
I don't get what was going on today with that team selection.
Okay. We've gone a little bit off of FPL towards Spurs, so let's bring it back to FPL. Double game week coming up.
Yes. Yeah,
Man City
though.
And Burnley, which... Yeah. Even when Burnley, you know, a few weeks ago were not looking too great, I would still say that's a tough looking double game week. But even now, so I'd say
both away as well.
Burnley played pretty well today against us, from what I could tell. Again, not watched it, but played pretty well. And They've got, they're boosted by a few signings, like Veghorst coming in, etc., and Cornet coming back from AFCON.
Yeah.
Suddenly looks a bit difficult for Spurs, doesn't it? Are you still, what's the plan? I mean, I'm probably going to sit on Reguilón because
feels
wrong to sell him ahead of a double game week. Plus, he's just seen his competition for that spot, Sessegnon, have an absolute stinker and get hauled off after 28 minutes. Now, I appreciate Kulusevski come on and played sort of in that position. Would I be right in saying
he
that?
He did play in that position. But the other thing we have to remember here is that Reguilón has only just come back from quite a long time out with injury. And he went over the international break. He did go, took himself to Dubai and did some warm weather training on his own.
Okay.
And he did play on Wednesday evening. So I wonder whether he wasn't quite up to, I wonder with him whether it was a minutes, because he wasn't that bad the other night. So I wonder whether it was just a, let's be careful with you, bring you back.
Yeah.
Rather than a, you've been terrible.
That City game now starts to look, I think, a bit,
We have to win.
Defensively, you were all over the place the last couple of games. And where City, I think, their strength is in those wide positions.
Yeah.
And at the moment, that's where you're really weak. So to bring it again back to FPL, sorry. Kane, Son, how are you thinking of investing ahead of the double game week? Or are you not now?
No, I probably still will. Because I think the reality of the situation is, so Kane came out, he tweeted about it, which I thought was really interesting.
Right, what did he tweet?
Basically saying he was that they were sorry, that they've been awful, that they'll fix it.
Okay. And City, I thought, up next, think they can fix it against City?
Well, no, I'm not as confident, to be honest. But we did beat them earlier on in the season at a time when we were awful. By that point, we were dreadful. So I don't think we'll beat them again, absolutely not. But would I be happy with a better performance? Yes, absolutely I would. I think, for me, there is still potential there. And the Spurs fixtures moving forward are still quite nice. And they still have games in hand to be rearranged. So if you do want to go for Son or for Kane, I think there's still plenty of potential there.
Okay.
I don't think I'd prioritise it as a transfer in. But if you are, you know, if you've got loads of money knocking around, then...
All right. And if you have got a lot of money knocking around, there's a reasonable chance, Sam, that will be because you have sold Cristiano Ronaldo or you've sold Bruno Fernandes. Now, I don't want to labour on Manchester United because no double game week for Manchester United, but Ronaldo and Bruno will be in a lot of teams. I'm assuming Ronaldo's in your team. I'm assuming he's a sell for you ahead of game week 26. And if he is it to Kane or is it somewhere else?
Well, that was the plan, that he was going to be sold to Kane. I mean, I don't want to own him. Absolutely not. But
Ronaldo?
Now, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But the fixtures are actually right for Manchester United.
They are, that's true.
The single game weeks go, they're actually quite nice. But he's just not performing in the way that he wants. There's still a lot of borderline sulking that's going on that pitch with Ronaldo. There's still
he missed some chances and all, right?
Did.
So I'm looking at the Fantasy Football Scout members area, and if you're not a member over on Fantasy Football Scout, highly recommended. Links in the description below. Go check them out because you get access to so much data across the season, and this dashboard that they have in the members area as a kind of summary of the game week is so good. I use it on this stream every single week. It's really good. And fifth there for XG underachievers. And what does that mean for the layman? That means players that probably should have had more points than they got is Cristiano Ronaldo. And one in particular in the first half, fairly early on, where he rounded the keeper, looked set to score. And I think it was Perrault that was the defender that got back and sort of cleared it, sort of semi off of the line. A few minutes later, Ronaldo kind of pulled up a little bit with what looked like a bit of a thigh injury, but sort of then played on. And after that, it just never really clicked Manchester United. What is it about, and again, I don't want to spend loads of time talking about it because a lot of us are looking to sell, not looking to buy Man United right now. But what is going on? What is it about Man United that makes them play really good for 30 minutes and then terrible for the rest of the game? Again, they've surrendered a lead to Southampton. And if we're honest, Southampton probably...
They could have won it.
Could have won that game and arguably deserved to win it because they had the chances.
Yeah. I don't know, is the honest
Something
truth.
Is so not right.
It's not right. The thing is that Ronaldo, look, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised that he can't play full pelt for 90 minutes. He's 36. He's not exactly a spring chicken anymore. He is, sorry Manchester United fans and Ronaldo if you're listening, but he's past...
He's past
the peak of his career, right? It's the same as when Bale came back. You know, he comes on for moments of magic, not to play 90 minutes twice a week. So for me, when I bought in Ronaldo, it was supposed to be like for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's been five because I've been stuck with him because of this poxy double that they put in here.
And it still might be good, right? And we've got the Brighton game coming up.
It will not be good. It will not be good. I will eat my hat if it's good by the end of it because Sanchez and Brighton are solid defensively and they're
particularly
really
away from home. If there was a game he was going to go big in, it was the Saints game. Yeah,
it was. I'm very keen to sell him. So the question that you asked is, well, where will I be going? The original plan was to go to Kane and probably that is still what I'll do.
Okay.
But there is, and maybe this is a segue into talking.
Do you not need
Liverpool.
The money to get to Salah?
No, because I have
some money in the bank.
Money in the bank. Okay. So that little bit from Ronaldo down to Kane is all I need.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, a question from Renato Lorenco. Thank you, Renato, for the question in the super chat. Hi guys. Hi Renato. Is it fine to use a wild card this week? Well. It's absolutely fine to use a wild card. You can use any chip that you like, Renato. However, I think a lot of managers will be using the triple captain chip and of course, you can't use two chips in 1 week. Mm. Hopefully, there's nobody listening that doesn't understand that yet. But Renato, most managers, I think, there will be a big groundswell towards using the triple captain chip on a Liverpool player. So if you're going to play the wild card, of course, you can't then play the triple captain as well. But the answer to your question is, yeah. It's absolutely fine to play the wild card, right? Yeah. What are your thoughts on... Let's just answer Renato's question a little bit there in terms of chip strategy. Are you still thinking of triple captain in, I guess, Salah, but any Liverpool player going into next game week? Or are you thinking wild card? Or what's your thinking?
No, I'm going to triple captain.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, there was a... As you'll know, from probably the last time we streamed, or maybe I told the Slackers, I can't remember now. My original plan was to wild card ahead of game week 25. To triple so that I could bench boost in 26. But looking at my team for 25 on paper, you'll see later, they looked quite nice. Mm. Bunch of idiots, they weren't. But they did look quite nice for 25, sorry. So in my head, I was like, well, I don't really want to wildcard half of these players out now because I'd quite like them for this week. And then looking at my team for the week after without a wild card, I was like, "Oh, that doesn't look great for a bench boost." So it's probably back to triple captain. And I think you, as a manager right now, wild carding if you have a team that looks awful for 26, absolutely fine.
Sure.
Triple captain also fine. Bench boost is also fine. Like there isn't a wrong, there isn't a right answer. It's just what suits your team better.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a bit more of an in-depth look at the fixtures towards the end of the stream in particular, because I'd like to do it in the context of our teams in terms of what you're doing and what I'm doing. But for now, let's comment on Burnley versus Liverpool as much as we can, because, again, both our teams on today at 2 o'clock, and it's the other 2 o'clock game that's on TV.
It's
a bit annoying, to be honest with you. Yeah, but it is what it is. Fabinho now, let's call him the free scoring Fabinho. What is that? 4 goals in his last 6 games or something ridiculous.
Have we all got
in
the wrong
competitions.
Liverpool players?
I just don't know.
Have we all gone horribly wrong here? Should we have just gone with...
Nah, listen, he's on a weird hot streak, Fabinho, but there's no doubt that, you know, he's not the one to have. But listen, Trent coming in again with the points, no bonus points or assists for him, but a 6 is not to be sniffed at. However, notice that Robertson coming in with the 2 bonus points as well. Alisson with the 3, interestingly, because he had a very good game, particularly in that first half. But then Fabinho and Robertson coming in with the 2 bonus points. Jota rested, but then coming on. A blank for Salah and just an assist for Mane. He actually didn't get the assist because I think Fabinho's initial effort was saved
he
and
hit
come
it
back
and
to
it
him.
Came back and
I don't think that assist was actually in the end registered to Mane. Talk to me about the Liverpool triple up then for next game week. So in case you guys have been living under a rock, let's have a look at the fixtures for game week 26. Liverpool's fixtures, as you can see... Where are we? We are towards the bottom. The reason we're towards the bottom is because we've got the blank in game week 27. But actually, when you look and isolate your eyes on game week 26, Norwich and Leeds, both at home, according to the Fantasy Football Scout ticker, both very much blue fixtures and both fixtures that we should be looking to target in FPL, undoubtedly, Sam. So talk to me about your Liverpool triple up, if indeed that is the way you're going.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And who?
Well, I've got Trent and Jota.
Yes, okay.
I'm still happy with Jota. Like, I know that the FPL community feels like they all want to sell Jota at the minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they have already sold him. But I still think Jota is a really good option. Yeah. And I know he didn't play today for most of it, but he had a dead leg and he was supposed to play today. And I think he'd play the next two. So I'm not worried about Jota. And of course, I need to have Salah. So I will be going into it with the double up in attack with Trent.
I think there's a lot of FPL managers that might be looking at that and going, well, actually, I will upgrade Jota to Salah.
Yes.
And do a replacement. How do you feel about that? Or are you still feeling like Salah and Jota is the way to go?
I'm still in the Jota fan club. Honestly, I am. I still think he's got value to have. For me, he's still way more expensive than it would cost me to bring him back. And I honestly think if I sold him, I'd immediately regret it and then be scrabbling around for 5 million trying to get him back again.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I noticed, obviously, I pay a lot of attention to what Klopp says in and around games and press conference. Of course I do. I'm, you know, a big subscriber to his fan club. And before the game, before the Burnley game, he was obviously due to start. We found that out after the game today that, you know, he got this dead leg in training yesterday. So he switched him and Mane, but Jota was due to start. But some comments that he made during the week, I think in the press conferences before the game, he said Jota's in a really good moment. He called him something like our go-to for goals or something. It wasn't exactly those words. And you guys that know the exact words can tell us in the comments and the live chat. But Klopp really was bigging him up as, you know, he's our main man at the moment. He's the one scoring goals. Now, of course, our two actual mate, or the two of the other main men, have been away in Cameroon playing for their countries the last few weeks. So Jota, I think fair play, has really stepped up with those guys not around and been scoring goals for fun, including the brace in the previous game week. But I have no intention of selling Jota, who at the moment seems to be the main man. Klopp bigging him up, full of praise. He's actually had a bit of a rest now ahead of what is a busy period because we've got Inter coming up. Then we've got, obviously, we've got the Carabao Cup final somewhere coming up.
The two games in the Premier League and then.
Yeah, so it's the double and then it's the Carabao Cup final. Yeah. So we've got a hell of a schedule coming up. But I just think he's the one at the minute. And I hear what you're going to say, guys. Yes, there could be some rotation with Mane and Salah back. There could be some rotation with Luis Diaz, who's actually played pretty well since he's come into the league. I happen to think, and this is just an opinion, but I happen to think as a Liverpool fan, Klopp is now going to rein Luis Diaz back in a little bit. I think he played him first couple of games and got him. I think Luis Diaz would have been running on adrenaline to start with. And of course, he was missing two of his key players. And Luis Diaz has come in and done a great job. I think now that those options are there, Mane, Salah, Firmino, Jota, I think, don't get me wrong, I think Diaz will get some game time. But Klopp, usually with new signings, particularly those that don't speak the language, those that need to get up to the speed in the league, need to get up to speed with the Liverpool way in training. Klopp talks about that a lot. I think it'll just rein Luis Diaz back in a bit and we'll start to see a lot more of him off of the bench, I think, going forward, right? However, those Premier League games are games where he could start him, right? I mean, there's no reason he can't play him, start him against Norwich and Leeds.
Yep.
Particularly the Leeds game when he's got a Carabao Cup final to win a few days later. So that could happen. But listen, I think it's not madness, but I just don't think selling Jota's the right thing to do. Even if you're going to change up your team a little bit and go Trent, Robbo and Salah. I don't think that's bad at all, by the way. If you want to do that, I'm not saying don't do it, because Robbo could equally be a good pick as well. But Jota is like, I'd keep him.
There's got to be better transfers to do than to take Jota out to bring Robbo in this week.
He's also second highest scorer in the league, by the way.
I just don't get it. I don't get the whole... If you didn't... All right, so it's different if you don't own Jota. If you're going into this next game week with just one Liverpool player, or say you've just got Trent and Salah.
Yeah,
in your team
for
right
some
now.
Reason you hold on to Salah. Yeah,
for some reason,
or you bought him in this week,
or you bought Salah back in, and you've only got Trent. So you've got a Liverpool spot free, and you don't have Jota. Then I think it's a tougher conversation between Jota and Robertson at that point. But I'd still go Jota, even at that moment. I'd still go Jota because I think he is the better option longer term. And I
think people will look at it and they'll say, "Well, he's bound not to start in one of those two games." That might be the case.
But Robbo might not start in one of those games.
Robbo might not start one of those
games. I am a fully fledged member. I think I am his number one fan, actually. Tsimikas, I think, is a fantastic player. And I
don't go that far. He's a good player.
No, I do think he's... I think he would be a starter in Spurs.
Oh, I'd be a starter at Spurs in a minute.
Well, so would I. But you know, you put him in most other teams across the Premier League and Tsimikas would get a starting spot.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but most.
Okay.
So the point I make is, against Norwich and against Leeds, you don't need to risk Robertson because you could play Tsimikas.
Okay.
So look, I don't think he's going to get benched. For God's sake, don't start having a go at me for it. But there is a chance.
And even if he is, Jota, you know what he can do. He can come off.
There's a chance for both of them that they could miss time.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal. But I do think Jota's explosiveness means you keep him.
So your Liverpool treble up...
It will be Trent, Jota and Salah.
Trent, Jota and Salah. And that is what you... That's, I know it's what you're going with, but... You know, your favourite three would also be that three?
Yes.
Yeah,
if you said, said to me, Sam, you've got no FPL team, start again, what are you doing? Yeah. I'd go those three.
If you were free hitting...
Then three.
Then three. Yeah, totally. So your Salah plan, and let's just briefly do this. Actually, no, let's do that when we see your team, because we can do it in the context. Because that is, without a doubt, I mean, I will be being an Inmo this week, without a doubt, and I'm pretty sure you will be too. And I'd like to see, when our teams come on screen, what you're going, or how you're going to move stuff about to get him, okay? So let's move on from Liverpool. Shout out, shout out to Burnley. From what I heard, because I listened to it on BBC Radio, played pretty well. And certainly the first 30 to 40 minutes gave Liverpool a bit of a scare. Alisson, there is a reason Alisson's got the three bonus points. Five saves for Alisson this game week, which he doesn't often pop up on the BPS. He doesn't often get in the save points. And today's in the save points and in the three bonus points. That tells you a lot about the Burnley performance in what was, from what I understood on the radio, some difficult conditions for Liverpool and Burnley to play in. Talk to me about Van Weghorst then. So if he is fit, and this is a real shame really that he's appears to be injured. Well, it's not a nightmare because we've only just seen him in a couple of games, right?
No, it's a nightmare.
He hasn't even scored a goal yet, but...
It's a nightmare because he was the perfect enabler for this week. Even if you didn't want to own him long term, he was perfect. The double-double in 26 and then again in 27, cheap as chips, can come in for either Ronaldo to free up a load of money for you, can come in for anyone across your front line. If you finally had enough of Antonio and you've realised that he's absolutely awful and you want to get rid of him, then you can, and he's going to free up some money.
I've certainly learned that about Antonio.
Then you can, right? And that's why he was perfect.
Yeah.
And now we have these dyish comments about how, well, we'll wait and see. No, Sean. Let's not wait and see. Tell me immediately what's going to happen with him. Because
have you seen the footage? Have you seen the video of it?
No.
It doesn't look great.
Oh, great.
I'll be honest. It doesn't look great. And he's...
Going now? Vidra?
Well, no. All right. Well, let's... Where else might you go in Burnley for the double game? Because they've got double-double and you might go for Cornet, I think, potentially. But that takes up one of those midfield slots. That was the beauty of the Vegwagon, wasn't
it? Another perfect thing about him. He was perfect.
He takes up a forward slot rather than a midfield slot.
I don't know. He was like Prince Charming in Cinderella or something. Like, perfect. He was going to come along, sweep you off your feet, carry you through this double game. We bring you another one the week after.
Okay.
And you were going to give him a big huddle and say... Yes, I'll marry you, and that was the end of it.
One thing I'll say about Cornet, and I'm not put off by Cornet. I think, you know, he's shown enough before the African Cup of Nations that he can come in and do the business over the next couple of game weeks.
The player he was going to be creative for might not be there.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He is fairly creative, Cornet, but he's also pretty selfish. He loves a shot, which in FPL we like.
I want another midfielder.
The one thing I will say is that in Sean Dyche's comments, in the same breath as he was talking about Weghorst, he was also suggesting that, you know, Cornet, good to have him back. Not quite up yet to Premier League match speed, etc. So
Dyche's not been helpful.
There is some doubt now about these Burnley players. The only other one to maybe look at is a goalkeeper. Would you go for Pope, potentially, who's had some reasonable performances recently?
Sure, why not? I mean, but do you really want to make a goalie change? Most people are going to have Foster on their bench, or they might have Sanchez,
or they might have Ramsdale.
Right? Yeah. So the reality is, you've already... Like, I've got two playing keepers anyway.
Yeah.
I don't really want to make plus I've got Ramsdale. I think he's got the best double when it comes to defending.
And that's it, isn't it? I think if you were going to go for Pope, of course you get the double-double then, of course, and Ramsdale, you just get the double. But Ramsdale's double is so good. Let's just briefly talk about Arsenal then. I don't have there's no graphic, there's no pull-down here because Arsenal didn't play. But
they've had a rest.
Talk to me about their double, because in fact, let's not do that. Let's go to this page here where we talk about the Arsenal fixtures. Of course, they've had the blank this game week in 25,
and
they have the blank game week in 27 because of the Carabao Cup final. But in between that, a really tasty looking, well, certainly the Brentford at home game. I don't think Wolves at home is an easy fixture, by the way.
Well, no, but they have just played them.
True, yeah. But on paper, that double looks really good for Arsenal. I'm pretty happy with Ramsdale, of course.
Yes, me too.
Where else are you going, if at all?
I mean, I think Lacazette's an option. The thing for me is...
That tells you how few options we've got up front, though, doesn't it? I feel going Lacazette.
Well, yeah, yeah, yes, it does. Yeah. But I do think Lacazette could be an option.
On penalties, right?
He's on penalties. Yeah. He's lovely enabler if you're downgrading Cristiano Ronaldo to fund Salah. Like, he could be a really nice way of doing that because he's going to save you a lot of money. He's got two really nice fixtures. He's kind of, with no Aubameyang there, he's the most senior player in that team. He's going to play. Martinelli's not got a double anymore because of his suspension, so he can only play in the second game.
Bukayo Saka coming in for you?
Saka could be an option, but again, it's a midfielder slot, and we've got lots of midfielder things. And going into game week 27, if you've got three Liverpool players, do you really then want to be making... You're guaranteeing yourself a transfer, aren't you? Unless you free hit.
You're booking one in. Yeah.
So if you bring in any of these Arsenal players, you book in a transfer. Now, I don't so much mind doing that with Lacazette because it's a forward position and I'm quite happy to just move them around because none of them perform anyway. Just play the games. But in the midfielder spots, there's so many really good ones at the moment that you probably don't want to be making... hokey-cokeying people in and out.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I am considering Saka. I've got possibly one problem in my midfield, which we'll talk about a bit later on. He does have a double, Mr. Rafinha, but it is a difficult double, and he does seem a little bit out of favour and out of form at the minute, and swapping him for someone like a Saka is something that I'm considering, but more on my team a bit later on. Let's go a couple more games just to discuss, Sam. Let's discuss who else has got a double game week. So Watford... I've got Aston Villa away and then Crystal Palace at home. So on paper, doesn't look too bad. But coming a cropper and not scoring any goals. The third consecutive game now under Hodgson, no goals. And it's only four goals in total in their last seven for Watford. So are we really that buzzing about Dennis and Josh King anymore? And more to the point, could Hodgson change it up now to a 4-3-3? Because he's been going with this the two up front with Josh King with Dennis. And it ain't working.
No.
So could he go to the 4-3-3? And by the way, I think Josh King looks absolutely devoid of confidence, by the way. At least Dennis looks a reasonable threat in this game. But just King looks absolutely shocking, by the way. Like one assist in his last, eight games, nine games, something like that. No goal for weeks and weeks and weeks. So with that said, I can see it being a front three of Saar, maybe Saar right, Dennis left, and João Pedro up front. I could see that. Could you see that for Watford? And what are you thinking about their double game? Because on paper, it looks all right.
Yeah, so I was just looking at what happened in that game yesterday. So Saar came on 46 minutes, so basically just after the break, didn't he? Josh King, I think he's a problem. I do think he's a problem.
Are you going to sell him ahead of a double game week, though?
Well...
I think you could. If you had Dennis, would you sell him ahead of the double game week? I would be keeping Dennis because Dennis actually looked a threat and looks as if he might actually do something. And if, as per my suspicion, they do move to a bit of a three up front, I think Dennis keeps his spot, whereas I think Josh King will be the one to make way.
Yeah.
If he goes that way.
The thing is, he's got to do something different because otherwise they're going to get relegated. Probably going to get relegated anyway, but, you know, he's got to change something and it's not working. I thought he was going to make them more defensively solid and he's sort of trying to do that. You can see what he's trying to do defensively. Like, that might eventually work.
Yeah.
But going forward, they've got, apart from Dennis, who did do fine, but didn't get anything, they're just not looking good at the moment. Okay. And so as a Josh King owner, I'm looking at him thinking, you could be anybody else. You could be Broya, but then no double.
Mm. All right. I'm not happy with any of my front three, to be honest with you. I've got Antonio, Ronaldo and Josh King and it just feels so devoid of anything right now
in terms of
goals, life, form.
Your Antonio, like at least with my Calvert-Lewin pick, who's in your Antonio spot, at least he was like involved. At least he looked like he was going to get something. There were a number of opportunities where the guys on Soccer Saturday were like, Calvert-Lewin, and I was like, you're joking me that he's like assisting the assist and he's missing sitters and whatever, but at least he was involved. Whereas with Antonio, I mean, I watched the first 60 minutes of that game before I went to cook the dinner. He would look slow. He looked out of it. It's all about Bowen.
It absolutely is.
So
yeah,
why have Antonio?
Is.
Just get rid of him.
Let's have a quick word on Leicester 2, West Ham 2 then, because it's a decent game. Bowen, look, let's not say anything about him, right? I know they haven't got a double game week, but good Lord, just have him in your team. It's Newcastle at home next, which is a reasonable fixture for
without Trippier, probably.
I know Newcastle in decent form, but still, Bowen is absolutely electric at the minute. Mm. Absolutely electric. But yeah, Antonio looking well off it. Looking well, well off it. And even with that fixture coming up, so Newcastle's fixtures, quickly just flick to Newcastle's fixtures. They read as such. It is, sorry, not Newcastle's fixtures, West Ham's fixtures. It's Newcastle at home, Wolves at home. So actually with Newcastle showing a bit of form recently and Wolves being tough to beat, I don't see
they're not as
tons of goals
they,
there for Antonio. And then they go to Anfield and then it's Aston Villa who...
They're a bit up and down.
Finding their feet under Gerrard, but generally speaking, you say they've improved. And then away at Spurs. So the next five for Antonio don't look great, and I would be very open to selling. Yeah, very open to selling. And the player that I'm open to selling him to does not have a double game week, because I thought, going back to the Manchester United game, that Armando Broja looked really good for Saints. Really, really good.
Spurs.
Deserved a goal. Looked great against Spurs. I think Hasenhüttl now is, you know, solidly is saying to him, you're my man now up there. And he's got options, right? There are other options. I know he's got some injuries around in that strike force, but Broja is the one. He looks great. Looks really, really good. So I'd love to see some, love to hear from you guys and what you think about Armando Broja and whether you bring him in. I must admit, I'm currently considering, and I'm skipping ahead to transfers a little bit, but I'm currently considering Ronaldo to Broja. And I'll tell you what, if Broja was the same price as Ronaldo, I would still make the switch. Because the Broja looks so much better in form and the fixtures don't look too bad. I would have him over Ronaldo, even if he was 13 million, by the way. Just missed a super chat a second ago. Another one from Renato. Thanks, Renato. He says, big fan of you guys from the FPL show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, mate. Much appreciated. So he's got Bruno and Ronaldo. Who do I sell?
Oh, both.
And I'm a United fan, by the way.
Oh, dear.
So what do you think about that? Are you selling both? Are you keeping one? I think I would as well, to be honest with you.
I'd sell both and I'd get... If Veghorst is fit, I'd get him.
Yeah.
And I'd get Salah if you don't own him. If you already own Salah, have some fun with it.
Have some fun. Get some differentials. And let's talk about having some fun. And let's talk about not just your team, but also I'd like to hear your thoughts then, Sam, on... transfers for next week. So talk us through your team for this week, first and foremost. Let's go there.
Well, it was borderline a disaster. Let's talk about the people that did actually do all right. That'll take 2 seconds.
It's a fine week to have a disaster.
It was,
week.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And it's not over yet. I've got Ronaldo still to go again, and I've got Sanchez still to go again. So to be honest, if Ronaldo doesn't score, then as long as Sanchez keeps a clean sheet, I'm all right with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm kind of done with this week already. Like, let's just move on from
over.
It. And see where we are. So yeah, it was a bit of a red arrow, but then last week's green was so huge that actually
it was good last week. Yeah,
yeah, it was like a 50, nearly 60k green last week. So the fact that it's gone back by about 10k.
Jacob Ramsey can't brace every week, can he?
No, but he could have not got booked, silly old sausage.
Yeah, that was a bit annoying when it
was. What's that about? That point could have made a big difference to me, Jacob Ramsey.
That was probably the disappointment of the game week for me, if anything, because I benched Dina, but he came on for Cancelo. So
yeah.
So in the end, I got his 2 points off the bench. And Ramsey with the one. The Aston Villa players, I don't know, just didn't look quite on it today. Just didn't look quite on their game, did they?
But anyway, so that's where we are. The plan currently.
Go on. The master plan.
So, right, okay. So the plan originally was Ronaldo to Kane.
Yes.
Bernardo to Salah.
He must have a lot of money in the bank.
Yeah, like
5-6 million in the bank?
Yeah, right, 5.6. Okay. Right, I don't know, I can't remember. 5.6, 5.7, 5.8, something like that. Calvert-Lewin to Weghorst.
Okay.
However.
Would you need to do Calvert-Lewin to Weghorst to afford those changes?
No.
That was a bit of a luxury additional -4.
Just play the doubles,
because
he had two doubles.
Right, okay.
However, Calvert-Lewin actually...
It's going to stay now, isn't it?
...thought he looked all right. So now I'm thinking...
Everton looked all right. I was so surprised by that.
Yeah.
Where did that come from, that performance?
God, who knows? And they've got a lot of games to be rearranged. Now I'm thinking, well, look, I don't trust Josh King to get two starts across the double game week for a start. So maybe actually I'll do Josh King to Broja instead.
Yeah, don't mind that.
Saves a little bit more money. That puts me in a slightly nicer position going into game week 27. Or.
Ooh, this sounds like a... This sounds rogue.
Or.
Go on.
I do the Bernardo to Salah thing. And instead of going Kane for this week.
Yeah.
I'll go Lacazette.
Okay.
And the following week, I go Lacazette to Kane.
Okay. So just literally playing the fixtures with Lacazette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where I am. Regardless, Salah's going to come back. Now, the problem I've got is that Salah keeps going up in price. So, and he's going to go up again. So I think I might have to make, by the time Friday comes, I'm probably going to have to make a third sub in order to make that happen. I can do it tonight, but by tomorrow, I'll need the third sub. Okay. I'll need to save some money.
Quick question from Torben Nilsson. Thank you, Torben, for the question. He says, Sam, you seem pretty set on Kane over Son. Is Son in your thoughts? Or
no, I'm not. It's just that the midfield spots are quite...
There's stuff to choose from there,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah. Okay. So that is another alternative, is that I go Ronaldo down to say, if Veghorst is fit, it'll be him. So and I would keep Josh King and Calvert-Lewin. And then that would also give me enough money to take Rafinha up to Son.
Okay.
So all of these things are workable and doable. It's just, I don't feel like, until we've played through the Champions League, I've got that good a gauge on where we are. And I'm not making any transfers now. So I'm going to have to see where the price points are by the time Thursday, Friday comes.
Okay. But...
But Salah, regardless.
The headline is, Salah will be in regardless, and he will be your triple captain for next game week.
Yes, so boring. So boring, but yes.
I don't understand this. Right, why is that boring?
Because, okay, so...
Everyone's doing it. Yeah, all right.
So, but a couple of seasons ago... Yeah. Do you know what I love about the triple captainship?
Yeah.
I love it when you put it on... When you play it at a time where not everyone's playing it.
Yeah.
And when... Do you remember a couple of seasons ago... You'll remember it because it'll be etched in your brain because yours failed.
Duffy.
No. The Mané Firmino thing. A couple of
seasons
ago.
Oh, Mané got injured.
And I had it on Firmino, and Firmino did really well.
That was awful.
And so that's, for me, what the triple captainship's all about. It's about putting it on somebody that you just have a good feeling about that week. And I get this, but I'm putting it on Salah basically because it's Salah and it's the best double game week that you could have asked for. And so I know that I'm really putting it, I'm not going to gain much from it. I think that's the point.
So would you be brave enough then to put it on a different Liverpool player?
Why am I? I mean, Trent is really attractive.
Trent is in the conversation, isn't he?
He's not surely out of the conversation. There is definitely a conversation that says, there's a little devil in the back of my head that goes, just have fun with it and stick it on Trent. It'll be more interesting.
The one thing I will say is that so Thiago didn't play today, if you noticed. And he came on, I think, second half. When we play... with Thiago and Fabinho, we control games. Now, I don't know what he's going to do against Inter, and I don't know why he maybe rested Thiago this week, but if Thiago was rested with a view to playing both of these games, Norwich and Leeds, we will control those games. The opposition will not see a lot of the ball. He is a wonderful, wonderful footballer, by the way, and he's allowed to go and do his thing because Fabinho's sitting there. The two of them have to play, right? And you stick Hendo in the mix as well, who may or may not have had a little knock from today. I need to keep an eye on that. But regardless, Hendo's great leader, right? But it's the other two that control the game. This is me being very brave, but and I will get pelters for it if it doesn't happen. But I don't see, really, outside of maybe a Rafinha worldie, which can happen, I don't see the other team scoring. I don't see Norwich scoring at Anfield. Famous last words, I know, right? And in any given game, we can concede. And I don't see Leeds scoring. These two sides are a bit bereft of goals right now.
But Trent's route to points is way more than just clean sheets, isn't it? It's a set-piece threat. It's
My point is, if you could say in that double game week, your floor
is 12.
Your triple captain, and there's possibly some upside for him as well, because both of those teams are a bit flaky from set pieces.
And there isn't a replacement for Trent. Like, this is the thing with Robertson. There is Tsimikas in the wings who you could play... There isn't really it's famous last words, but there isn't really an obvious Trent replacement down that side.
No. Nico Williams could play there, but it's
unlikely.
It's
not
Trent.
How many minutes has he played so far this season, Nico Williams?
And the other thing to consider is what we mentioned before about rotation, right? If you want to go for Jota or Salah, fantastic picks, both. Fantastic picks for the triple captain. Not going to put you off either of them, particularly Salah, who half of the game we're going to triple captain, no doubt. But you do have to consider there's this Inter game, which is away, I think. And you do have to consider there's a cup final on the other side. Now, I think this cup final has got a bit of extra about it for Liverpool.
But you've not been in a cup final for how long? Like, well, it feels like it's been ages since you've been
there. It's that, but it's also the potential to lift the first trophy since we lifted the trophy in the empty stadium.
Oh, God, here we go.
No. Listen, hear me out. And this is just my feeling as a Liverpool fan, right? I listen to a lot of Liverpool podcasts. I watch a lot of Liverpool stuff on Twitter.
Can I get a bus?
There is a lot. Listen to me, please. There's a lot of feeling about if we lift that trophy, the Carabao Cup, it's going to feel like more than the Carabao Cup. And there's going to be this outpouring of, you know, we didn't get to celebrate the league. Now we get to celebrate this trophy. This is just, like, call it crap if you want, but this is just how I feel about it. I'm buzzing for the Carabao Cup final.
God.
And normally I wouldn't give a toss about that. Or That's the true. FA Cup, quite frankly. I don't care about the domestic cups, really. I'm about Champions League. I'm about Premier League. But I would be buzzing if we won the Carabao Cup. Because it'd be the first time the boys lift something and it's like, wow, great. First time since the league. Now, I'm not saying, this is not me saying Klopp is going to rest Salah in the Leeds game before the Carabao Cup. I'm not saying that, right? Because the other thing you've got to consider is that Klopp is going to want to get Salah and Mane back in the rhythm
but
of
also,
the Premier League.
You're behind in the league. You can't just rest
We can't
everybody.
Afford to, yeah. I get it. We can't afford to do it. We can't afford to rest.
The only person that I think, there are the odd positions that you could, Mane could miss some time because Luis Diaz is there. Jota and Firmino, fine.
Yeah.
Robertson and Tsimikas. But there's that...
Sorry, people say in the live chat, Nico Williams on loan. Of course, Nico Williams on loan at Fulham. Of course he is. Sorry, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So then there's nobody.
So there isn't really anybody that can play Trent's position, really.
So this is what I mean. So there are certain players in that Liverpool team. Salah is one of them, and Trent is one of them, who I think they will likely play both times because they don't have... There isn't that obvious person that is them, again, as their understudy.
Mm.
But for other positions on the pitch, Mane's and Firmino's and Jota's, Luis Diaz, Robertson, there are people around. So, look, I don't know. All I'm saying is, if I'm brave, and it's not really that brave because it's Trent at the end of the day, Trent is a really attractive triple captain option. But...
Jota over Salah for triple captain?
No.
Why not? Just got a rest.
I love Jota. I've just waxed lyrical about him earlier on. Wouldn't triple captain him.
Salah, what, one goal in his last, what, four or five Premier League games, something like that? Not exactly in a hot streak? No, forget it. Is Salah in it?
Is Salah or Trent?
Is Salah all day in it? Is Salah all day?
Trent is in the conversation. It's Salah and Trent. I'm 55-45-60-40, something like that.
Andrew Tavey in the chat. Liverpool fans don't have to talk nonsense. You're right, Andrew. It's not.
I don't know what all that was about. Suddenly you got all romantic.
Not for the first time.
Lifting
the
a
last
trophy
time,
but how it means more.
But Jotty FPL is saying, yeah, it's like Lee's saying Carabao is massive for Liverpool fans. It feels massive. It feels massive. It
Do
does
you know
more
feel
so
massive?
Than any other season. Go on.
If we had ever had a bit of silverware.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to read it out, but there are people in the chat saying, what would Sam know about lifting a trophy? But we'll leave those
it
comments.
It won't mean more. It's not going to be like suddenly you've lifted the league again.
You really wanted the old Conference League, didn't you? Before you got booted out of that.
I'm not interested in talking to UEFA anymore.
Amazing. Right, so here's my game week. Pretty much par, to be honest with you guys. 42 points, although I don't think that includes my massive 3 points off the bench for Dina and Livramento since Cancelo and Reguilón couldn't be bothered to turn up this week.
I don't think that Cancelo and Reguilón couldn't be bothered.
Oh, just whatever.
I think they'd have played.
I'm over it. Should have played Reguilón. Would have made such a difference.
Well, I'll get on the phone to Conte. I'll phone him up.
Will you please? Yes.
Antonio, please stop.
So anyway, my game week is for sure going to be decided as to whether Cristiano does anything against Brighton. I would happily take a 0-0 because it feels like Sanchez's clean sheet would give me more of a boost than anything else. Although maybe the De Gea points would maybe cancel that out. I don't know. But listen, if it's all on Bruno. I mean, I looked at Bruno's effective ownership before the game week or as the game week kicked off. And it's high, right? It's high.
But it's not ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous, but it is pretty high. And those of you that have gone Bruno that haven't gone Ronaldo, Ronaldo's EO is lower, but still, you know, pretty scary for non-owners. So it is what it is. Look, so my game week is fine, right? I'm plus 2%. I've gone up from like 164 to 158. I've been stuck there for some time, to be honest with you, so I'm actually quite looking forward to the next two or three game weeks to try and make some moves that might start mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But in terms of what I want to do, for sure Ronaldo's going to go, for sure. Probably to Broya.
It's just like,
I love him. I think this player is a proper player.
But what makes me laugh is you're going from the most expensive playing forward in the game to basically the cheapest one you could possibly get.
Probably he's better than him at the minute, is he not?
I don't disagree with you, but it feels ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah. And all right, look at the Saints fixtures as well. Let's have a look at those. Despite the no double game week, have a look at these fixtures. It's Everton, Norwich, Villa, Watford, Burnley. I mean, they are pretty decent looking fixtures, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, listen, I'm going to get him. I think he's great. I think he's great. And not only him, but the man, Tino Livramento, is just coming back from injury, coming into those fixtures. So, that's a timely return for Tino, isn't it?
I don't
I'm
going to
keep Tino now.
Uh-huh,
if I was wildcarding now, I'm not sure I'd take him out, to be honest with you.
No.
So, I'd probably keep him.
Who's going for Salah?
Well, this is the million-dollar question. This is the million-dollar question.
And why is Antonio still not gone?
Why is Antonio... That's the half-a-million-dollar question. So, if I look at my midfield and I look at, right, who is going for Salah? And by the way, money, no object, because I'm selling Ronaldo to Broia, right? And I've already got 4 million in the bank. So, I've got like 16 million to spend on the midfield. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, Jota, no. We've already had that conversation. Phil Foden, no. Because single game week, good fixtures, just scored. Would you say he's in form? I don't know if you'd say he's in form, but you'd say... it's City though, isn't it? And I want a City midfielder, right? They're too good not to have a City midfielder. Plus, the way you lot are defending, Phil Foden, I think, absolutely fine.
How rude.
Bowen, he's not going anywhere for obvious reasons. And Jacob Ramsey, nice fixtures.
Will be doubling.
Will be doubling at some stage. And a good enabler. Not that I need an enabler, but a good enabler. So, it's between Rafinha and Ramsey. It really is. And at the minute, it would be a real bind to sell Rafinha, given how good he's been for me this season. But Leeds look off it. And until they get Calvin Phillips back, and somebody in the chat or in the comments can tell me when he's going to be back, I just think they're half a team without him. So, it's going to be Rafinha or Ramsey. The one thing that might make me lean towards Ramsey... is that actually, going forward, do I want Ramsey or do I want Coutinho? I probably want Coutinho. But he is 3 or 4 million more expensive, which you've got to consider. But it's going to be one of those two that go for Mo. For sure, it's not Jota, Foden or Bowen. For sure. It's one of the other two and it's probably Rafinha.
Interesting.
So that's what I'm going to do. Ronaldo to Broia, Rafinha to Salah, if that's what I go with Rafinha.
Are you going to play Foden this week?
Against Spurs?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Did you see your defending today?
Yeah, but I'm just thinking about... So, were you going to bench Josh King for his double?
Probably, the way he's... I would play Foden over King, yes, next week, yes. Absolutely. King is guff. Absolute guff. So, Broia's in, and the other transfer, so I might do a -4, and depending on Weghorst's availability... It could be Antonio to Veghorst, depending on his availability. If he's not available...
You can actually sell Antonio. This is going to hurt you.
It's not, trust me.
I've been
looking to get rid of him for ages.
It's been 25 years and you still own Antonio.
It's that gif, isn't it, on Twitter? It's been 85 years. I've been trying to get rid of him for ages, but I've just had other things to do in my team. And I wasn't going to sell him ahead of Leicester, but...
Should have done.
That is now 0 shots on target and 0 big chances. In the last 2 game weeks for Antonio. He is so off.
It's partly enough to just own Bowen from West Ham.
Yeah, I think it is. So there it is. That's what I'm planning. I've got 2 free transfers, so I can do the Ronaldo to Broia and I can bring Salah in for free. That can happen. The other thing is, do I want an Arsenal player? Do I want an Arsenal player? And if I bring in a Lacazette or I bring in a Saka, I could do that. But as you say, as you suggest, that means you're booking in a transfer for the next week.
Which isn't the end of the world.
It's not. But my bench the following week is going to be Trent, Salah and Jota, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And you're going to want to carry them 3 beyond 27.
Probably, yes.
Which means that
probably.
If you do bring in an Arsenal player,
yeah.
You are basically saying, come join me, but you're going to leave straight after. Or you're going to play with 10 men, or you're going to play a free hit. And I think unless you've got 2 free hits, and scrap that, even if you've got 2 free hits, I think they are better used later.
Yeah, for sure. Not for sure, because you never can be sure with this season in FPL, but game week 30 is looking like a free hit game week.
Well, it is, because the majority of teams that are still left in the FA Cup, if they progress with the fixture that they have in the FA Cup, if they progress as expected, it will be a disastrous game week for FPL, and you're going to need a free hit to navigate it.
I must admit that I am... I am hoping Weghorst is available. And I don't know why we're so keen on this guy, because he's just come to the league.
Doubles.
I know, but he hasn't scored a goal yet. I know,
but he's got to play against Spurs.
That is true. This is true. But he ain't scored a goal yet. I know he's looked all right.
He's got an assist.
Yeah, but he ain't scored a goal yet.
He will against Spurs. You mark my words, I'll take away your regular clean sheet.
This is what FPL reduces you to, doesn't it? Taking hits for Burnley players in double game weeks. What have we become?
Triple captain him.
Well, in game week 27, if he's fit and available and he's in your team, you're probably going to captain him, aren't you?
He is going to be my captain.
Captain a Burnley player in game week 24 of FPL. What even is this season? Absolutely ridiculous. So there we go. That is my team. A very meh game week, as I think it has been for many of you, as it probably is for many of you. Sam, let's do a very quick couple of Patreon questions. So as usual, before we get onto the live stream, we ask our patrons to go over into our Slack community.
They're not asking about Spurs just to annoy me, though, are they?
Quite possibly. And what we do is, so everybody that joins us over on Patreon that supports us over there has the access to our Slack community. Yes. So Slack is like a, if you've not used Slack before, it's like a chat forum. It's like a, wouldn't call it a Reddit necessarily. It's a bit like a Twitter, I suppose, but with a closed group of people that support us and are interested and passionate about FPL. And
like,
as I said before,
private DM.
Yeah, a bit like that, absolutely. And we're in there, and there's I think FPL Harry's in there, and there's a few other people in there, but there's some really, really good FPL managers. So these are all people that know absolutely what they're doing and all engaged in the game. So what we do is we ask these guys to get over to our hashtag StreamQs chat forum over in Slack and ask us some questions. So let me get into this, Sam, and ask you a couple of questions. So Helen Bettesworth, thank you, Helen, for the question. Is it worth going Son for the double game?
Oh.
Was my planned Kevin De Bruyne move, but not sure now. Would keep Kevin De Bruyne, but no idea if he even plays this week. Or is Kane a better pick? Can get there for -4 if Weghorst is out, or avoid Spurs altogether? We've kind of addressed this question a little bit, I think. You're pretty set on Kane, but is Helen okay with looking at Son?
Yeah, because that's different, isn't it? Because you're talking about a very different team structure there, because your transfer out is not a -4 to change position. It is a straight choice between two midfielders. And I think if you're looking to save some money from KDB, or you're worried about his minutes in the Premier League because he's probably going to play in the Champions League, etc., 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 then Son is a really good option. I still think Son is a good option.
Okay.
Even if we're awful.
Very good. Even if we're awful. Second question from Sam O'Sullivan. Thank you, Sam, for the question. Hope you're well, mate. Would you bench boost this, Sam? This is next week. So Sam is considering triple captain Salah, just for full disclosure.
Sam wildcarded this week. We had a Zoom chat early on in the week.
Cool. So Sam has played his wildcard.
Yeah.
So he set himself up for potentially a bench boost, but he can't get triple captain Salah out of his head. But here would be the potential bench boost, which is Sanchez, Burnley at home.
Yeah.
Ramsey, who's got Watford at home. Jimenez with a double and Ait Nouri with a double. Both Wolves players. Are you bench boosting that, or are you triple captain in Salah?
You see, and this is where I think the conversation is valid, because in my mind, if that was my team, I'd bench boost that.
I think I would bench boost that.
And the reason I would bench boost it is I don't think you will ever get a bench with that many fixtures on it, with that good options on it.
Yeah.
But in the future, between now and game week 38, you will get either another good fixture for Salah, or another double game week for Salah, or another double game week for a Manchester City player, or whoever it is.
Triple captain Weghorst game week 27.
Or triple captain Weghorst in game week 27. But there will be an opportunity in the future to play your triple captain again.
Okay.
Will there be another opportunity to play that kind of bench boost again? Probably not. And that's why I'd go bench boost.
All right. Next question from... I did see a question here from Matt Wilkinson. Here he is. Wilco, how are we doing, mate? Keep or sell Ollie Watkins? I was going to go to Weghorst, but need to keep an eye on what's happening with him. Yeah, as we suggested. Good shout, Matt. Keeping or selling Ollie Watkins? A bit unfortunate to have one ruled out for offside today. No double game week for Aston Villa, but...
But there will be.
And he looks okay again today, right? He looked okay. But what we said on the FPL show on Thursday still stands, and I still stand by this, is that I like Ollie Watkins, think he's a good player, but in FPL, not convinced, because I think he does a lot of the donkey work for everybody else to get FPL points. It was a bit unlucky with that header today. Keep or sell Ollie Watkins?
I'd keep him.
Keep him? Interesting. Is that because of the lack of options elsewhere, mainly?
Well, probably, yeah. I mean, I just don't think he's a priority sell.
Okay.
Unless Weghorst is proof fit, and then yes, I would do that, because it's the play in the doubles then.
Okay.
Because then you can just go back to Watkins later.
All right, very good. Aaron Chen, thank you, Aaron, for the question. Another one of our long-term patron supporters. So, Aaron, how are we doing, mate? Thoughts on the Villa defence? For example, Dina, who's done the classic bit of trolling of giving us a haul and then trolling us.
Yes, yes.
Given they've now conceded two in two games in a row, or they've conceded two games in a row now, what are we saying about Dina? Cold feet immediately with him, or are we okay?
Yeah, I'm starting to worry that he's done me again.
does it all the time,
Dina. Does it all the time. No, I think they'll be fine defensively. Actually, you know, he's on set pieces, although he didn't take them all today. I don't know what Douglas Luiz was doing taking some. That was a bit annoying.
Well, he didn't exactly take a good one, did he?
No, Douglas, so hopefully he'll be back on it again. Yeah, look, I just keep him. The fixtures are still really nice. You know, even without the doubles, the Aston Villa fixtures are really nice and they are going to double. So don't panic on Dina.
Yeah, don't panic. All right, so another question from Gaz Slinger. Hey, Gaz, you're right. Should we wait until midweek Champions League and Europa League games are played? You don't even know the question, but yes is the answer.
But these are questions, should we wait before we make a transfer? Yes. Yes, we
That's
should.
That's kind of what Gaz is saying.
What happens if Salah gets injured?
Yeah.
Sorry, I know that probably just give your mind a panic.
I've just come out in a cold sweat there.
But if Salah gets injured during the Champions League, then we're all doomed. So don't do it yet.
So here's a broader question then. Have you enjoyed the fact that we're not really playing the price rise game this year? Or the sort of the meta game? Or have you like playing that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like playing that game.
I enjoy it.
I think it's been a bit of a shame not to have played that in FPL this year. To be honest,
I miss looking at price rises and thinking, should I do it tonight?
Will you start looking at it a bit more now that we seem to be, you know, touch wood, coming out of the COVID period and we will have a bit more consistency?
Yes, but I never play the prices over a Champions League week anyway.
No, that's a fair comment.
So if it's not a Champions League week, then yes, I think I will. But for this week, no.
Okay. Andrew Yee with a question. Who to spend all the Ronaldo and Kane money on? Well, it's Armando Broglie, isn't it?
Whoa.
It's Armando Broglie.
The Ronaldo money, yeah, but why are we selling Kane?
Yeah, why are we selling Kane?
Was he top for shots this week?
He was, actually. I did notice that. Yes, top for shots with 8 shots this game week, which was better than the next best two, which were Gordon from Everton and Sterling from Man City,
it's
both
not
with 5.
Kane in the trash with Ronaldo. I don't think Kane quite deserves that yet. Ronaldo, yeah. Kane, let's just give him the double and then we'll trash him.
Right, okay.
He's got a double.
You heard it here first, Andrew. And last question, Sam. Duncan Crawford is suggesting, hey, Duncan, triple captain Robbo. That's out there, isn't it? That's out there.
I have genuine concerns about Simicass's minutes, so I wouldn't do that.
Okay, all right. I just think you've got to go with Mo, haven't you? You've got to go with Mo. I can't see any other...
Are you a triple captain in Salah?
Yeah. Yeah. You're not... I can see it in your face. You're considering something else.
I'm so tempted to do Trent. I am really tempted.
Trent triple captain. I would love it if you Trent triple captain.
I just will love to sit there during midweek. When that double game week on, I will love to sit there having it on somebody different to you. I hate it when we've got it on the same person.
I think there are times to go against the field in
this
FPL.
Is it.
And there are times to not go against the field in FPL.
It's not like I'm going to put it on Veghorst. I'm going to put it on Trent.
This is not, in my opinion, a time to go. I'm sorry to be boring, everybody. I'm sorry to finish on a boring note.
I think you
note,
said that to me about Firmino when I triple captained him a couple of seasons
listen,
ago.
Listen, to be fair, you're absolutely... A couple of seasons ago, I went Mane, you went Firmino, and yes, it worked for you. And Mane got injured, right? If he wasn't injured, who knows what could have happened in that game week. But this is Mo bloody Salah. He's the best player in the league by a mile. Top of everything. Whenever we talk about, oh, this player is second for shots or second for goals or second for runs, or it's always because Mo is the best. It's always because Mo is at the top. It's almost as if whenever you do a statistical analysis of any Premier League player, you have to say, excluding Mo Salah, Jota's got the most goals in the league. Excluding Mo Salah, this guy has the most shots in the box or something. This is not the time to go against the grain. Norwich and Leeds are... Listen, I don't know why I'm convincing you.
It's
do what you
Trent.
Want. I know it's Trent.
It's not like I've turned around and gone, I'm going to triple captain Josh King.
Don't do that.
You know?
No, don't do that. Yeah, sell Josh King, if anything. Yeah, don't triple captain.
Do you know what I mean? It's like it's Trent. Probably going to get 2 clean sheets. 12. Probably going to get a couple of assists.
If anything, you're all about the Veghorst. I can see this. I can see...
No, I'm not going to go. It's going to be Liverpool.
The Veghorst wagon is in full flow. I can see it.
I do have a bit of a crush on him. I do feel like... Not physical. I just feel like I need him in my FPL life. Like, right. I'm really drawn to him. I just need him. I need him to be fit. Sean Dyche, please.
That is what a double-double will do for us as FPL managers.
It's made me want him more.
It's making us want the big horse. Well, there we go, guys. Thank you for joining us here tonight on the FPL Family Show. Tell us, tell the viewers, Sam, what is coming up this week in terms of official podcasts and shows. You don't know, do you? Oh, jeez. You have no idea. Every week.
Look, I've been doing the FPL show for 3 weeks on the trot.
That's true.
So I can tell you that we are not doing the FPL show this week. I can tell you that for 100% certain. I'm just going to quickly check the podcast.
Shall I whistle a little tune or something?
I mean, just talk about Veghorst.
Checking your diary. I think he's had enough airtime on this podcast, quite frankly. I mean, geez.
Do you think we're his biggest fans?
All right, well, listen, I'm going to say goodbye to everybody and then you can interrupt me as you normally do with that. Oh, yeah, but we're doing the podcast. So thank you, everybody, for joining us on the live stream this evening. Leave us a like before you go. Hit that subscribe button. By the way, I saw some of the analytics on our YouTube analytics thing that YouTube do. Not many of you subscribe. We get a lot of viewers here on a Sunday night at 8:30 p.m., but not a lot of you have hit that subscribe button. So if you wouldn't mind hitting that subscribe button, that would really help us in terms of algorithms and reaching new people and being on the front page of the YouTube homepage and all that sort of stuff. So it helps us find a broader audience. So does that like button. So appreciate you hitting either of those before you go. What is going on, Sam, in our lives this week?
Well, actually, it's not me that should have been aware of what's going on in our life because you are doing the podcast
excellent.
This week.
All right, excellent. So I'm on the official FPL podcast. Look out for that on Thursday or Friday this week. Until this time next week, good luck to any of you that have captained Ronaldo or Bruno Fernandes, which is pretty much everybody, in the Brighton game in midweek. And we will see you this time next Sunday, 8:30, for a look at how double game week 26 is going, because we're only going to be halfway through.
How our different triple captains have got on by the sound of it.
How your Wout Weghorst triple captain is going.
Cheers,
guys. See you later.
Bye, guys.